You're listening to Women's Voices from Dayton Correctional Institution on WYSO. I'm Lewis Wallace. Our series was recorded by women incarcerated at the Westside Prison, one of just three women's prisons in the state. We met up weekly to talk about interviewing techniques and record stories together in one room. Kids are an invisible presence at DCI. One national survey finds more than 2% of white children have multiple family members in prison. That jumps to 16% for black children. And parenting came up a lot during our Community Voices class at the prison. Here's an interview between two mothers.
My name is Nakia Sullivan, and I'm at Dayton Correctional Institution with LaShay Landry. How you doing today, Shay?
I'm okay. It's nice and cold outside with a lot of snow, so it's as good as it's going to get. Before coming to prison, I was young, still doing young minded things. Even though I was a mother, it was like how you're a little girl and you play house and you got this baby doll and, you know, you have a boyfriend, girlfriend and whatever. It was like I was doing that, but I was grown. I didn't know what my future looked like, honestly. Like, I didn't have any dreams or goals or any plans on where I was headed.
You mentioned that you have a daughter. How did that change your life or your thinking?
Wow. Well, when I was 17, I found out I was pregnant 2 weeks before my 18th birthday. When I found out I was pregnant, I was like, no, I'm not having this baby. Like, I was totally against it. My mom couldn't change my mind, my boyfriend, neither one of my best friends. And I don't know, I met a girl, and for some reason it was like her words was gold or something. She was the one person who made me look at it in a different perspective. She promised me that if I had my daughter, she would be there for me always. So I kind of took a chance on that. And it's kind of crazy because the one thing that I didn't want is the one thing that keep me sane during this prison time. So it's just like how stuff really, for real, come full circle.
So you had a lot of mixed emotions throughout your pregnancy. How did you deal with them?
Everybody loved on me. Everybody did everything for me. My mom, she went over and beyond. Like, I can remember for Christmas, you know, my mom is real big on Christmas. It's always 1,000 gifts underneath the tree because there's so many kids. But I can remember having the most gifts underneath the tree, and I was so excited. Like, yes, I'm about to open all this stuff. Like, I'm getting special treatment because I'm pregnant. No, I opened up all these gifts. It was so many baby clothes, baby everything. And it still didn't dawn on me that I was going to be a mom. Like, it just didn't click. I felt like the world was closing in on me because I realized it wasn't about to be about me no more. It was about to be about me and a baby. Like, I don't know. It was a hard pill to swallow, but I think everybody kept me excited because they were so excited about me being a mom. Like, I thought, you know how when you're pregnant and you're young, people kind of frown upon it or have negative things to say? I never, not one time, got any of that. Everybody was so proud of me. I guess because I was the only one in the family who had a baby at 18. So it was like, yes, she made it to the finish line. She waited till she's grown. So I don't know. They were a good support system.
Can you recall the first thought that you had looking at your daughter?
First of all, I had her 2.5 months early. So they had me on a morphine drip, preparing me for the cesarean. And when I say after I had her, I was so high off this morphine. I don't know. That is an outrageous high that I never want to feel ever again in life. But all I know is when we went to the newborn intensive care unit, they put her in my arm. And she, mind you, she was 3 pounds, 13 ounces. She was so tiny. I felt like I was holding nothing. And all I remember is saying, can somebody please grab her? Because I feel like I'm about to drop her. Because it felt like I was holding air. And I remember my girlfriend looking down at me like, if you drop her, I'm going to drop you.
How old is your daughter now?
She'll be 9 on the 31st of this month. She's so big. It's just crazy how one day I was thinking about getting rid of her, and now today and every day, she's the only thing I wake up thinking about.
LaShay Landry, who's incarcerated at Dayton Correctional Institution, interviewed by fellow prisoner Nakia Sullivan. Both participated in a recent Community Voices class at the prison. I'm Lewis Wallace for WYSO.